USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter reviewing his big trip, tweeting, "It was great being with Chairman Kim Jong-un of North Korea this weekend. We had a great meeting. He looked really well and very healthy. I look forward to seeing him again soon. In the meantime, our teams will be meeting on some solutions to very long-term and persistent problems. No rush, but I am sure we will ultimately get there," exclamation point.
I think it's very important to find out if somebody's a citizen as opposed to an illegal.
In the Oval Office, the president taking questions from reporters, one on the importance of the census.
I think that there's a big difference to me between being a citizen of the United States and being an illegal. And, you know, the Democrats want to treat the illegals with health care and with other things better than they treat the citizens of our country.
The president speaking there at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Some very scary moments as firefighters called to the scene of a possible sarin gas situation at a Facebook mail facility in Menlo Park, California. A suspicious package delivered to one of the building's mail rooms. Turns out the all clear given. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
No one was exposed to a chemical warfare agent at a Facebook mailing facility in Northern California. The fire department in Menlo Park, located just south of San Francisco, says an alarm notified the workers a package may contain the nerve agent sarin. Initially, it was feared that two workers were exposed. A hazmat crew is at the scene and the building has been evacuated.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, investors like the fact the U.S. and China resuming trade talks. The news sends the S&P 500 during the session to an all-time high. The Dow up 117 points to close at 26,717. The Nasdaq up almost 85 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two new books in the works about the Trump White House. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
One of the authors on the outside looking in, the other on the inside looking out until recently, CNN media correspondent Brian Stelter, selling the rights to an upcoming book focused on Fox News and President Trump to Simon & Schuster. The book will be published in 2020. Stelter joined CNN in November of 2013 from the New York Times and now weighs in on Fox News media coverage from his perch as host of the weekly Reliable Sources show on CNN. And reports are former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders will be writing a book about her time in the Trump administration. Axios is reporting that she's going to go back to her native Arkansas and relax with family for about a month before starting work on the book. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on that deadly small plane crash in Addison, Texas. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The Beechcraft BE-350 King Air was headed to St. Petersburg, Florida, when it crashed on takeoff at the Addison Municipal Airport that is located in North Dallas. The plane was taking off at the south end of the airport and had just lifted off the runway when it suddenly veered left, crashing into the hangar. From the National Transportation Safety Board, on scene investigating the deadly Sunday morning crash. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.